Hi, this is your reporter, Sandy Arlinghouse. I'm in the office of Adele Eliyahu. And today, Adele is going to discuss what she knows about Neighborhood Watch in various parts of the world, briefly. Adele, why don't you tell us a bit about yourself, your name, and your position here?
My name is Adele Eliyahu. I am the crime prevention specialist slash crime analyst for the Ann Arbor Police Department. I've been here in January, it will be 18 years. I started off in the Detroit Police Department as an internship and was hired here in 1990. What else?
Well, Neighborhood Watch has been alive and active for a long time here, hasn't it?
The city of Ann Arbor has had Neighborhood Watch in excess of 35 years.
Since 1967?
Somewhere around there. It started by Detective Jerry Wright and then carried on. I took over after him and have been doing it almost 18 years, so... the program has changed numerous times, even before I took over and then since I've taken over. We almost lost the program back in July of 2001, and 2 weeks before 2001, it was reinstated, before the new fiscal year started, it was reinstated, which gave me an opportunity to look at the program and try and revamp it to the more current technologies and availability of resources. So I was able to pull in 13 people that were either extremely active in Neighborhood Watch for a very long time or brand new people who wanted to become very active. So we had a blend of people that have been in the program for a long time and other people that were brand new to the program to get their ideas and their perceptions and how we can revamp the program and what is it that, as block captains, they feel was necessary. We did all this prior to September 11th, and as a result of us being more prepared, we were able to disseminate information and strengthen the Neighborhood Watch program because that was one of the president's call to service, so to speak, was to double the amount of the Neighborhood Watch programs in the country. Because our program has been in effect for so long and because we have received not only state recognition, but national recognition, I was asked to sit on a president's advisory panel and sat on that for 4 years and helped create the National Neighborhood Watch Program. The National Neighborhood Watch Program has taken off. We've had two trainings here in the state of Michigan for the toolkit program. A toolkit was developed as a result of the advisory panel, and it has grown throughout the country.
Do people come here to study what you do?
I've had numerous departments that have come, asked to sit down with me, go over what we do in Neighborhood Watch, how do we keep people active, how I've done it on a state level, on a national level, and then also on an international level. As the president of the International Society of Crime Prevention Practitioners, I was able to bring my experience, not my expertise, because the expertise belongs to the block captains themselves. What I was able to do is bring our experience to the table and on an international level.
Where'd the international group meet?
All over the world. I've been to Canada, several places in Canada, both on the East and West Coast, throughout the United States. They've met in Singapore. They've met in, I didn't go to Singapore. I was supposed to, but I didn't go. They've met in England, in Belgium, in Hong Kong. So there's numerous. There's about 33 countries that are involved in that association.
Are they mostly developed nations, or are some of them developing nations?
I think some of them are developing nations. We had the Philippines there. Off the top of my head, I can't remember all the countries.
You'd mentioned to me sometime earlier some sort of program in Iraq.
Through the International Association, I was able to, I like all the ums, so just ignore them. Through the International Association, I had come in contact with he was then the second in command of the National Police Force in Northern Ireland. He is now one of their trainers in Iraq, in Baghdad, for their police force and to help develop crime prevention programs, including the Neighborhood Watch program in Iraq. So he has been extremely active. He's been doing it for about 4 years now. I think it's 4 years. 4 years now. And I still have very constant communication with him just to see how things are going, make sure he's safe. Can they bomb over there and bomb the police station? Because he's one of the top people over there. And
is the program successful?
It's taken off in some places. In some places, it's not as successful as they had hoped it would be. I think it's a new concept over there, and I think that it will take off gradually. But because you still have their perception of neighborhood watches is different from ours. They are more of what we would classify as citizens on patrol, but they're more like our militia who are protecting their compounds. So if we were to say we have a fort and we had our soldiers around the fort, that's kind of how they have their neighborhood watch set up. They want to enhance the quality of life, but they don't want the insurgents to come in. They don't want to. They don't want the bad elements in there. It's sort of the same concept as in, you know, we here in America, here in Ann Arbor, we don't want the criminal element to come into our neighborhood. So we say if we see suspicious activity, we call 911. They do the same thing, except they don't call 911. They call their citizens on patrol, so to speak. However, that is determined over there. I couldn't tell you the ins and outs of it, but again, the concept is if we keep our compound, if we keep our subdivision, if we keep our community clean of the criminal element, we tend to have less crime, we tend to have less bombings, we tend to have less rapes and other things that come along with the war.
What lessons transition. Do you think a new system like that in a very different setting might be able to learn from the experience here?
Okay. I'm not so sure that they're going to, I think it'll take a very long time for them to get to the point where we are. That's going to have to come with a lot of trust in the government, a lot of trust, well, developing a government, and then a lot of trust in that government once it's developed, because they've been through so much. I don't see that coming for a very long time. The concept, the basic concept of neighbors watching out for one another, that carries from country to country, whether it's in Iraq, whether it's in Belgium, whether it's in England, whether it's in Hong Kong, Singapore, all those countries, China, all have a neighborhood watch program. And the very basic concept of what neighbors watching out for one another is the theme that carries across the world. The difference is how do we carry it out?